In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we're on page 2, volume 12, 2221. Now, the third fiat, 2, must run together with the other 2 fiats. It must multiply to infinity. Do you see what God is doing? What's coming has never been seen before. What's coming is the garden, it's the kingdom, it's Eden. So the creation is not complete. Redemption is not complete. It's going to be completed when sanctification takes place. The whole reason for creation is to enter into sanctification. The whole reason for redemption is to enter into sanctification. So he says, Jesus says, it must multiply to infinity. And in every instant, it must give as many acts for as many acts of grace as are unleashed from my womb, for as many stars, for as many drop of water, for as many created things, as were unleashed by the fiat of creation, and must merge with them and say, as many acts as you are, so many I do. You see what God is calling us to. To be in God's image, we receive through holy baptism. To enter into God's likeness is to do what God does. It doesn't mean we're gods, but to do what God does. Okay, so he's saying, when you look at the stars, let's just think at night. When you look at all the stars at night, you say, Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Let me, as you, Jesus, gaze in my gazing, let me adore the Father with your adoration, with your praise, with your glory. And what happens at that point is God is doing that in us. We're doing what God does. He's allowing us to share in his divinity. So when people say, well, I'm doing my divine act. No, a human cannot do a divine act. When Peter walked on the water, what had happened? He said to Jesus, he says, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. And what happened? Jesus said, come. Take my prayer and make it your command. Jesus says, come. Peter did a divine act. He walked on the water. You see what Jesus is saying? When you enter into him, when you recognize him, watch what I, God, am going to do. In you, with you, through you, and for you. He created, remember, he breathed into dust his image and likeness. That's what he wants to do with us. He wants us to become his image and likeness. It's not about just being good and holy and saintly. That's what God taught the saints, to do the will of God. But to live in the will of God is to do what Jesus does, to do what Mary does in us, in, with, through, and for us. When God looks at Louisa, what does he see in Louisa? He sees the spiritual DNA of Jesus, the spiritual DNA of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. That's what God wants to do with us. And this is why he says, it must merge with them and say, as many acts as you are, all the stars in the heaven, all the sands on the beach, all the grades of grass that have ever happened from the beginning of time to the end of time. I want to adore you, Father, and praise you, Father, as Jesus did. I want to love you, Heavenly Father, with Jesus's love. I don't want to do anything human anymore with the fallen nature. I want to do everything the way Jesus did with his divine human nature. Do you see what God's calling us to? It's just so many. Volume 13, 11, 4, 20, 21. My daughter, this is the creature, Louisa, searching for the womb who of her creator in order to rest in his arms. There's one talk we did to rest in the arms of Jesus. When you're upset, when you're frantic, when you're worried, read this, what Jesus says, to rest in my arms. That's what Jesus did. He rested in the arms of his mother as a child. He rested in his arms of his mother when he died. He wants us to trust in him, to rest in the arms of Jesus. It is your duty, Louisa, to come into the arms of your Creator. Do you see our duty? When you go to bed at night, rest in the arms of Jesus. Be the little baby in Jesus' arms. Be the little newborn in Jesus' arms. Let him rock you to sleep. To rest in that womb from which you came out. To go back to the Father and be with God as he created Adam. See, he doesn't want us to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining. Confidence in God. Trust in God. He doesn't want us to walk. When you take a newborn and you hold him by his hands and you say, walk, you're not going to go very far. But when you carry the baby, you can go very far. That's what Jesus wants. He wants to carry us. Remember St. Louis de Montfort says they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done. This is the divine will. It's what God has done for them. You see what's coming. We have never experienced this before. We have never had this. Why? Because we didn't have Louisa. This is what God gave to Louisa. Like with Dina Bellinger. When Dina Bellinger died, Jesus said to her, Dina, you're going to die on this day. Prepare yourself. So she told all the nuns, I'm going to die on this day. All the nuns were there in her room with her candles lit, waiting for her to die because everything that Jesus ever told her happened. Well, they waited and nothing happened. 2 weeks later, Jesus appears and she says, I guess I misunderstood you. You said I was going to die, and as you can see, I'm not dead. And he says, you are dead. I am your divine substitute. You are in heaven. And when this body dies, he says, you will recognize what I did in you while you were dead. And somebody says, well, that's living in the divine will. No, it's not. It's not living in the divine will. To live in the divine will is to be alive. Dina Bellinger died. To live in the divine will is to pray, Jesus, pray in my praying. It's Jesus, walk in my walking. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus is there. Jesus has great plans. And it's nothing that the saints have ever told us. They hinted at it, but they didn't possess it because only Louisa possessed it. And the first one next to Louisa who will possess this gift, we hear in the three appeals, will be the Holy Father. You need a man and a woman. Adam and Eve, creation. Jesus and Mary, redemption. Louisa and the Pope, sanctification. The keys of the kingdom are in his hands. This is why we pray for the Holy Father. We pray. We don't know how God's going to do it, but we know he's going to do it. And we know the devil wants to destroy the Vatican, wants to destroy the church. The gates of hell will not prevail. What does that mean? It's a full frontal attack inside and outside the church. There's nothing to be afraid of. God wins. God wins. The kingdom is going to be established. So we pray with confidence. We pray with trust. No worry, no fear, no anxiety. He says very clearly, for as many stars, as many drops of water, for as many created things that were unleashed by the fiat of creation must merge and say with them, as many acts as you are, so many I do. This is what we're going to be doing for eternity. Adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and worshiping God in what he has done in creation and redemption. And this is what sanctification is all about. On earth as it is in heaven. Volume 13, 11, 4, 21. My daughter, this is the creature searching for the womb of her creator under, okay, rest in her arms. I'm sorry, I got one back. It is your duty to come into the arms of your creator to rest of the womb which you came out. In fact, you must know. This you must know. There's a book on you must know. As you go through this book, what Jesus is going to show you is Louisa. The you must know is always about Louisa. You must know this. This is where it comes from. And then the next book is Be Attentive. Then Jesus says, I'll show you how and why this is going to happen. But you have to be attentive to learn this. You have to study this. You know, some people say, if you want the divine will, you're living in it. It doesn't work like that. Jesus says, as much as you know, you will possess. So for the saints, it was to know, love, and serve God. For the children of the divine will, it's to know, love, and possess God. You must know that many electrical wires of communication and union pass between Louisa and God, which render Louisa almost inseparable from me, provided that Louisa has not withdrawn from my divine will. Because withdrawing is nothing other than the snapping of the wires of communication and the breaking of the union. The life of God, more than electrical, flows within Louisa. See what this, you must know this. Where do we get this? Go to Louisa. And Louisa flows within me. My life is spread within Louisa. In creating Louisa, I linked my wisdom to Louisa's intelligence. As Louisa wrote, God is training us to think with the mind of Christ. See, the three powers, our intellect, memory, and will, have to be returned back to God. We have to think with the mind of Christ. Our memory isn't of us, what they said, what they did, No, it's not of that. It's to remember what Jesus did, what Mary did. And then thirdly, to live in the divine will is to give up your human will. So the intellect, memory, and will are essential to be turned over to God. This is what God is waiting for. And a lot of us are stubborn. And a lot of us will spend a lot of time in purgatory because we cannot surrender. Well, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. What does Jesus say? What is Jesus asking? What is he asking? It's very, very clear. He's asking us to think with the mind of Christ. Let's look at the promise that God gave to the church in 1968. Humani vitae. What is human life? The church says, you're not going to bother me. You're not going to interfere with what I want. And they broke away from Humani Vitae. Why do you think we're in this trouble? You want to have a contraceptive mentality? Go right ahead. Look what happened to France, Germany, England, Italy. There's no children. Let's look at the United States. There's no children. When Father Gobi left Mexico and crossed the border, he was surrounded with children in Mexico. He crosses the border and he goes, where are they? And they say, where are who? He goes, where are the children? You want a contraceptive mentality? Then die. You want abortion? Then you're going to die. You see what God is doing? He has to give us what we want. What Jesus is looking, if we had listened to the mind of Christ speaking to us by the Pope, in the church, what would have happened? We'd now be living divine life. But because we said no to God with, no, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do what I want. God says, fine. We're still living in misery. See, we have to begin to learn the mind of Christ. So what happened basically in 67? They threw out the Baltimore Catechism. How do we teach people the church? Jesus says, it's now the book of heaven. As you read the book of heaven, you begin to understand what the church is all about. It's about Jesus in the Eucharist. It's about Mary as our mother. It's about the Pope as the new father of the age to come. See, you have to understand, we have to begin to think with the mind of Christ. And if we don't think with the mind of Christ, you're not going to begin to understand this gift. You're going to think, well, it's just another devotion. No, it's not another devotion. What did Jesus say to St. Faustina? He said to Faustina, I'm giving you divine mercy, the final devotion in my church, before I return. Those are the words of St. Faustina. Pope St. John Paul II gave us divine mercy in the year 2000. It's spectacular. You are free of sin, even the temporal punishment due to sin, if you do that novena right after Holy Week. This is great. Why? We need more grace than ever before. And that's why Jesus said, you'll become children of grace. You'll be thinking with the mind of Christ. Your memory won't be of pity, pity me, but it will be of Jesus, of Mary. Through whom? Through Louisa. We have the divine prodigies of the Blessed Mother. You want to know about Mary? Listen to what Jesus says about his mother. That's the prodigies of the Blessed Mother. Read it. It's astonishing. God has plans, and he says very, very clearly, the life of the Creator, more than electricity, flows within the creature, and she flows within me. This is my life is spread within Louisa. In creating Louisa, I linked my wisdom to Louisa's intelligence, that her intelligence may be nothing but the reflection of mine. And if mankind reaches such an extent with his science, as it seems to be incredible, this is because of the reflection of mine is reflected in his. If his eye is animated by a divine light, there is nothing other than the reflection of my eternal light being reflected in the eye. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what is coming. You have to understand why you don't read it with the lives of the saints is because they did not have Louisa. So Jesus is giving us this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Louisa Picaretta and the Divine Will. Read it, study it. That's why reading the calendar every day is so magnificent. As you read the calendar, Jesus Christ says, I will stand right behind you. I will touch your mind that you will understand this, and I will touch your heart that you will love it. It's the life of Jesus that you're going to love. It's the life of Mary that you're going to love. Found in whom? Louisa, the firstborn, the newborn of this great gift. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. The priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day. What does the priest say? May we share in the divinity of Christ. Divinization. You have to understand this. The saints did not talk about this. They hinted at it, like I said with Dina Bellinger. But the one who lives in the divine will is Louisa. Volume 13, 125-22. Now, since the truths that one has known on earth are divine seeds, which sprout with beatitudes, joy, etc., when the soul is in her fatherland in heaven, they shall be like electrical wires that will communicate, through which the divinity shall unleash from its womb so many acts of beatitude for as many as one has known. So the more that you study this, and this is what's amazing, your heaven is going to be more beautiful. What you study on earth in the book of heaven is magnified. Our Lady says that, my soul magnifies the Lord. When you see Our Lady, you see God. She is the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. God is asking us, do you want to magnify me? Like your mother. And when we say yes, he goes, read what I've done with little Louisa. She'll show you how to do this. Again, it's 30, 60, or 100-fold. Whatever you want, God's going to give to you. Oh, how inundated the soul shall be through by many different immense seas. These are oceans of love, oceans of light, oceans of life. She already has the seed, and by having the seed, she has the space in which to receive these immense oceans of divine happiness, of divine joy, of divine beauty. One does not have the seed, who has not known a truth while on earth, will lack the space to be able to receive these beatitudes in heaven. You want your heaven to be eternal? Focus on the book of heaven. You want to go light years beyond the saints that you love? Focus on the book of heaven. They did not have the book of heaven. Can you imagine how the saints would be fighting over these books? If they could have them, if they could have... St. Teresa says, I want to live in the end times. God is going to be pouring out his blessings in these end times. I want to live at those times. God said, no. I've chosen the people I want to live at that time. I've chosen the little children of the Holy Divine Will that I want living at that time. He has predestined us to live at this time. And he has given us the book of heaven. I remember when all we had was mimeograph sheets of paper back in the 70s. That's all we had. We didn't have books. And until 1996, we didn't have volume 20 through volume 36. What we have is what God has given to us for this time. Don't waste it. Be attentive. Let Jesus show you how and why he wants this done. Jesus says, it happens as to a little one who did not want to study all the languages. As he grows up, he hears these languages being spoken, which he did not want to study, or which he was not given the opportunity of studying, and he shall understand nothing. In fact, by not wanting to study, his intelligence remained closed and made no effort to prepare the little space in order to comprehend those languages. At the most, he shall be amazed, he shall enjoy from someone else's happiness, and he shall not possess it, nor shall he be the cause of happiness for others. See then what it means to know one of these truths more or one of these truths less. If all knew the great goods they miss, they would compete with one another in order to acquire these truths. Now, the truths are the secretaries of my beatitudes, and if I do not manifest them to the souls, they do not break the secret which they contain. They swim within my divinity, waiting for their turn to act as divine agents to make me God known. How many more beatitudes I, God, contain? And the longer they have remained hidden in my womb, the more uproariously and majestically they shall come out to inundate the creatures and manifest my glory. That's what's happening now. Excuse me. Those souls that have been reading since the 70s, okay, let's just say, and those souls that begin right now, the souls who began in the 70s have nothing over the souls who are beginning right now. Why? Well, they've been reading for 30 years, 40 years. They have nothing over and the new people. Whether you're in the field at 6 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 12, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 5 after in the afternoon, we all get the same pay. That's the divine will. What the people have done from Luisa's time till now is preparing the ground. What does Jesus say? He says, we're going to receive these truths as we study them, and we're going to receive the great goods that are there, and we are going to acquire these truths. It's fiat. Nobody is going to have more than the next person. The only way they'll have more than the next person is how much they studied. Now, when you study this, if you're brand new, don't worry. Read. God will fill you. See, it's like filling a bowl of water. It all goes up at the same time. Don't panic. Don't say, I have no idea. Just read, and God will fill you to your capacity. 30, 60, or 100-fold. Whatever you desire, God is going to give you. This is not human. This is divine. What God is doing is so amazing. He loves us so much. He has great, great plans. And He is doing this. So it depends on how much you want. Some people say, well, 30% is enough. God says, then that's what I'll give you. Well, 60% is enough. That's what I'll give you. Then He says, prove it. You prove it by reading. If you're reading every day and you have a fervor, a zeal for this, watch what God is going to do. I know some people that are in there for 30 years and they don't have zeal. And God bless them. But when they finally go, well, I've been in the divine will for 30 years. No, it doesn't. It's what do you want? It's not just joining a group and putting a badge on. It's what do you want? If you're reading, God is going to bless you. He says it very clearly. You're going to acquire these divine truths. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us. So he says, now, the truths are the secretaries of my beatitude, and if I do not manifest them to souls, and they do not break the secret which they contain, they swim within my divinity, waiting for their turn to act with as divine agents to make me known how many more beatitudes I contain. And the longer they have remained hidden in my womb, the more uproariously and majestically they come out. That's what's happening right now. He, the Lord God, is doing this with us. Why? We're studying. We're reading. Watch what he's going to do. To inundate the creature and manifest my glory. Now, my daughter, in order to console you, Louisa, and so that you may be more attentive to listening to my truths, I want to tell you which ones are the truths that glorified me, God, the most. Now, this is great. Read this when you go in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Read a line and then look at Jesus. Jesus, what do you want? Show me what you want. And he says this. These are those which regard my will, since the primary reason for which I, God, created Adam was that his human will be one with his creator. But Adam, having withdrawn from my divine will, rendered himself unworthy to know the values, unworthy to know the effects, unworthy to know all the truths it contains. He said no to the will of God. This is the reason for all my intentions with you, Louisa, because between me and you, Louisa, our wills would run together and be always in perfect accord. And that's what we say. I want what you gave to Louisa. I want our wills running together in perfect accord. This is what I long for. This is what I desire. God goes, good. I will give it to you. As long as you want this, and you're proving to me that you want this. In fact, so that the soul may open the doors and become disposed to know the truths of my will contains, the first thing, is wanting to live of my will. That's the very first thing. I want this. The second is wanting to know it. And I want to know it. I want this and I want to know this. I want to learn this. The third is to appreciate it. I love the divine will so much that I read the Book of Heaven every day. I love the divine will so much that I read the calendar every day. I'm proving it to you, Jesus. I want it. I want to know it. And I appreciate it. I'm learning this, Lord. And see, God goes, good. You're doing what Adam didn't do. Did you see why on Holy Saturday night we say, oh, happy fall of Adam? God is going to give us more than we gave to Adam. You have to know this. God knew Adam was going to fall. God knew it. Then why did he do this? For Louisa. He tells this to Louisa. Read the whole section on Adam and Louisa. It's astonishing. He knew Adam was going to fail. He knew his mother was coming. He knew Louisa was coming, the little daughter, the little newborn. And he said, I need a human to do this. It took the Son of God and the Mother of God to redeem us, Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ, to bring us back to the Catholic faith, the universal life. But he also knew that Luisa would live it. And he says to Luisa, you will never lose this as Adam did. How can that be? He says, because I am the new Adam, and Mary is the new Eve. And what we give to you, we will never abandon. You can never abandon it. Do you see why it's so good to be a good Catholic? To love Jesus and love Mary. To be faithful to the Holy Father. These are the three blessings. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus in the Eucharist. Blessed are you, Peter, upon my rock I will build my church. It's great to be Catholic. Don't be afraid of the frontal assault that's coming against the church. You know, we are at war, and we're fighting for the truth. And what God has done, he said to Lucifer, do what you want. I've got something greater coming. I'm going to give my children the book of heaven, of how to live heaven on earth before they die. That's what he's doing, and that's what he's given to us. So he says very, very clearly, therefore, with you, Luisa, I open the doors of my divine will. Luisa is the one that God opened the doors of his divine will. That you, Luisa, might know its secrets, which Adam had buried inside my womb, as well as the effects and the values that it contained, and as many truths that come, that you, Luisa, and those linked to Luisa, come to know about my divine will. So many seeds you receive, and so many divine secretaries form your cortege. This is what Jesus is doing. He's doing it with us. We are studying this. We become God's secretaries. It's a new beginning. Everything, what Jesus is going to show you, he can't show me. We're all different. Your irises are different. Your fingerprints are different. Your voices are different. Your heights are different. Your weights are different. Why? God loves our uniqueness. He says to Luisa, I am going to create every human being to become a divine masterpiece. God is going to do this. This is the promise of St. Louis de Montfort to us. Greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that we have done, but what God has done for us. It is the new beginning that's coming. And Jesus wants us to begin to live this now. Don't be complaining about the attacks. We're at war. And what God is doing, he's giving us Luisa. Now you got to remember what he said in volume 15. He said, my mother crushes the head of Lucifer. And then he says, you, Luisa, will put the final kaput on his head. Like mother, like daughter. Like daughter, like mother. See, we are supposed to crush the head of Lucifer. Yeah, you don't understand. If we crush the head of Lucifer in our own lives first. With getting rid of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, and negativity. Then what happens is we slowly but surely get rid of sin. How? God is doing it. And this is what he's showing us. This is why he says, I'm going to uproariously and majestically inundate the creatures with manifesting my glory in them. That's what he's doing with the little children of the Holy Divine Will. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. Everything is fiat. Let it be done to me as you say. Whatever it is. Aren't you upset about this? No. Aren't you worried about this? No. Aren't you afraid of what's going to happen? No. Why? I trust in Jesus. I trust in Mary. I trust in little Louisa who's been given this gift. There's no... Jesus says, let them try to harm you. This is what Jesus says to Louisa. He says, let them try to harm you. They will face the fires of heaven. You have to understand, great things are coming. Great things. Excuse me. Philippians 4:13-22. My life, Jesus. My love, Jesus. My Lord, Jesus. You begin to pray the way Jesus, and Louisa prays to Jesus. My life, my love, my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, my God. That's what you say when you genuflect, when you enter the church. That's what you say when you bless yourself. Lord Jesus, bless me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I want you, Lord God, to bless me. I want to be one with you. You make me fear with these questions. Explain yourself better. And again, God loves to put us on the spot. And the reason, he wants to hear what we have to say. If I say it firmly, but always helped by you, and in the strength of your will, which involves me completely, in such a way that I could not do without living in your volition. And he, having a sigh of relief, repeated, how happy I am of your triple affirmation. Jesus is showing us, even with Our Lady, thrice holy, 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 holy. And this is what Jesus loves. Louisa responds, I say it firmly, helped by you, strength of your will, I could do this without living in your holy and divine will. God goes, good, you're learning. So when Jesus is firm with us, he wants to hear exactly what we believe. Do you believe me? He said that to Martha. I know my brother will rise in the resurrection of the dead. He goes, I'm the resurrection. Then he says, do you believe me? Jesus waits for a response. Yes, Lord, I believe. You are the Son of God. Do you see what God is? It's not about religion. It's about belief in Jesus as our Lord and Savior and Master. That you would be willing to spend an hour with him every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Exposition. If there's no churches around, go to savior.org. Spend time with our Eucharistic Lord every day. Why? I believe in you. I want to see you. I want to spend time with you. He says very, very clearly, how happy I am of your triple affirmation. Do not fear. These are nothing but reassurances, reaffirmations and confirmations as to impress in you the triple seal of the divine will of the three divine persons. Then he says, you must know. And he says to us, I want you to look at Louisa. You must know that the one, Louisa, who lives in my divine will must rise up high, so high as to live in the womb of the Most Holy Trinity. Are we with Louisa? Are we linked to Louisa? If we are, then he says, I want you to live up high in the womb of the Most Holy Trinity. Are we there? Is this our goal? Your life and ours must be one, and therefore it is necessary, it is decorous, that you, Louisa, and your little children know where you are, with whom you are, that you confirm to whatever we, Triune God, do, that not by force, but willingly, with love, with full knowledge, that you live in our womb. That's what God is waiting for. Are you willing to live in the womb of God? And that's what we're going to pray for today at Holy Mass. Our Lady ascended into, assumed into heaven. That's us. That should be us. The church says where she has gone, we are going to go. We have to begin now to be with Mary in heaven. See, when you begin to pray in the divine will, one of the things that happens is bilocation. And it's not the bilocation of the saints. But Jesus takes you where he wants to take you, as he took Louisa. You can be at Golgotha with Jesus and Mary and Louisa. You can be at Bethlehem with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. You can be at Capernaum with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. When you pray the Holy Rosary, let God take you there. And again, this is not a pious thought. This is a reality. Let God take you. Let God have his way with you. That's what he's waiting for. So he says this. He says it very clearly. Now the one who must live in our divine will, the ones linked with Louisa, living in our divine will must form many other copies of ourselves together with us. She must be with us in our work. She must be let copies and shadows of us come out of herself, filling the whole earth, filling all of heaven. Now in creating Adam, it's very, very clear. Did I miss a line? All right. It says, we do nothing other than continuously produce our images which resemble us, triune God. You have to understand, it's not just to be good and holy and saintly. It's to share in divinity. And it doesn't mean you pat yourself on the back, go, look at me, I'm into... No, it's to be nothing. The only way that you can participate in God is being nothing. If you said to Jesus, I want you to reign in this gym, Jesus says, I will, get out of the way, and I'll stand in the corner. Jesus says, you're still in the way. I'll stand as a little Adam in the corner of the corner. God says, you're still there. Then you have to say, I want to live in my nothingness. God goes, good. Now I can share with you my divinity. He says, I'm not going to give divinity to something. I'm going to give divinity to nothing, so that nothing can experience God. This is what God's waiting for. He's really waiting for us. Now, in creating the first man, Adam, we form Adam with our hands and breathing over him. And that's what God is doing now. He's breathing on us. He's breathing in our breathing. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe in the Ruah of God that Adam breathed in. Breathe it in every day. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Breathe in the divine I love you. Breathe out that divine I love you back to God. We gave Adam divine life. Once we've made the first, all the others take the origin from the first and are copies of the first. Our power flowing through all generation reproduces his copies now. Jesus really wants us to begin to have this. Now, since we constitute you, Louisa, firstborn daughter of our divine will, it is necessary that you live with us in order to form the first copy of the soul who lives in our divine will. You must know this. She is the one who possesses it. Our Lady possesses it as Theotokos, Mother of God. But the first human born of original sin is Louisa. In order to form the first copy of the soul who lives in our divine will, so that as you, Louisa, lives in us, triune God, Louisa may receive our attitude, Louisa may learn with our divine power to operate according to God's way. Once we have made of you, Louisa, the first copy of the soul who lives in the divine will, more copies shall come. That's us. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to let him reign in us, breathe in our breathing, beat in our heartbeat. When you do your prevenient act in the morning, and then your actual acts throughout the day, do it with Jesus. I find a lot of people who say they're lonely, it's because they haven't read the divine will. You can't be lonely anymore. There's no loneliness in the divine will. There's no loneliness. You're one with Jesus. You're one with Mary through Louisa. You're letting Jesus gaze in your gazing. You're letting Jesus listen in your listening. You're letting Jesus speak in your speaking. There's no loneliness anymore. You're filled with God as much as you want. 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you want, God's going to give you. I've heard people say to me, all I want to do is get into purgatory. That's all I care. All I care about. Just get me into purgatory. No. Jesus says, want the greatest gifts. Paul tells us that. Enter into the triune God. Become fused with God. What is fusing? It's welding two pieces of metal together. They can't break apart. Learn how Louisa was fused with Jesus and then copy her. Learn to echo the prayers of Louisa. That's why we have the echo book. You are echoing the prayers that God breathed into Louisa. The prayers that the Blessed Mother breathed into Louisa. And when God hears this, he hears Louisa, the one human born of original sin who loved him the most. Mary was not born in original sin. She loved God completely, living in her pure human nature. There was no human will there. But the firstborn, Louisa, is what God is now calling us to do. And that he says to Louisa, I call you because people would say, if only Our Lady lived there, she was immaculately conceived. I am not immaculately conceived. Therefore, I can't possess this gift. Jesus says, I want you to live this gift. So he gives us Louisa. Go to Louisa. Plead with Louisa. Pray to Louisa. Beg Louisa. Watch what God will do. So in 15 minutes, we'll have the rosary, and then we'll have Mass, and then at 12:45, those that want to become Third Order Benedictines will meet in the back, and we'll go through the blessing, okay? So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.